We're continuing with yesterday's discussion about Meshuch Mechama and just wrapping up the first piece about the Kedusha of the Meshuch Mechama as it relates to him being a Kohen Gadol versus a Kohen Hedyot. I happened to find a few other Mar Mechamas later yesterday afternoon. So just to quickly recap what we had done is that the Gemara says in Yuma that there are Chamisha Devarim, five things that do apply to Meshuch Mechama, La Parem, and so on, which indicate he has some status of being a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says he should even wear Shmona Begadim had it not been for the Eva piece. And also even those Mishum Eva, they said there's one instance where it seems from the Gemara that he could wear Shmona Begadim nonetheless when coming to talking to the asking Shilas from the Urim, the Tumim. And that seems to be the Shmona Begadim is how the Tos Yisharim paskins that he in fact would wear Shmona Begadim. And he suggests that maybe he should be standing next to the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim during the Goral, and to which he says that it creates Ktas Eva. We don't want there to be any animosity at all between the two of them. And again, different languages, subtle differences, whether he's a Ktas Kohen Gadol, he's a full Kohen Gadol, but there's some element of the Kohen Gadol. The Meiri says he's a Kohen Gadol Lagabi certain halachas and not a Kohen Gadol Bechla Klal by other halachas. But there's some level of Kohen Gadol, that the Kedusha Kohen Gadol that the Meshuach Mechama has. But then we saw the Shita of the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Meshuach Mechama only wears Arba Begadim. And the Rambam doesn't say because of Eva, it sounds like that's the Halacha. He only wears Arba Begadim, Kishar Kohanim. And then we saw in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam also doesn't mention that he wears Shmona Begadim when asking the Urim Ratumim. And then afterwards I found that the Mishnah Melech, apparently in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Halacha, Perkei Halacha Vav, he wonders why the Rambam doesn't bring down the halacha of the Chamisha Dvarim. It sounds like from the Gemara, everyone holds the Chamisha Dvarim that apply to the Meshuach Mechama, La Parim, La Pare, and so on. The Rambam completely ignores it, leaves it as a Tzarech In. But it turns out that the Rambam is very much L'shitaso, because he holds that Meshuach Mechama is Kohen Hedyot Lagamre. We don't hold of the Gemara in Ayin Gimel on Yuma. And if Chamisha Dvarim don't apply, and he doesn't wear Shmona Begadim. And that's also what the Rambam writes, I found one other place in Hilchos Ratzeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes Lagabe the being Choser the Ratzeach Meir Mikla. So Rambam writes Echad Kohen Gadol Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha Echad Murub Begadim Echad Kohen Gadol HaOved Echad Kohen Shavar. All these types of Kohen Gadolim, all if they die Kishemes Machzis Ratzeach, the Ratzeach goes back home from the Ari Mikla. However, Aval Meshuach Melchama Eino Machzir Mipnei Shehu Kohen Hedyo. So now there's a subtle difference. He doesn't say Shehu Kohen Hedyo. He says Shehu Ke Kohen Hedyot, but either way, there are no halachas, at least for the Rambam, that he has any role of a Kohen Gadol. He's a mamish, serves the role of a Kohen Hedyot. So that's what comes out from the Rambam, that he's a Kohen Hedyot, and the other Rishonim say he's somewhat of a quasi Kohen Gadol. And we said, one nafkamina would be that can Riboy Begadim be effective to appoint him as a Meshuach Mechama, and that depends. If you lashman Begadim, yes, if not, not. And that was the Girsa of Rashi and the Maharsha. Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav had two questions from different angles. One question that we saw from the... one after we saw Bai Sheni, whether or not the Meshuach Mechama could be Bai Sheni. If you hold Riba Begadim work, so then that existed in Bai Sheni, but if you require Shemana Mishcha, because there's no Shemana Begadim by the Meshuach Mechama, then certainly it's impossible, at least according to the Minchas Chinuch, to have a Meshuach Mechama. But then we saw the Brisker Rav ask a question of, can a Kohen Gadol become a Meshuach Milchama? And that gets into the where the Kedusha Meshuach Milchama comes from. And that would only be a relevant question if you think that they share a lot of things together. The Shmona Begadim is a relevant factor to Meshuach Milchama. Otherwise, it seems like it wouldn't be a question. So he wants to know whether Kohen Gadol can be Meshuach Milchama. And then the Reb Chaim brings from the Yushalmi who asks, can a Meshuach Milchama become a Kohen Gadol? And all these questions, which direction you're going on, and whatever you conclude, all is premised on that there's a strong correlation between the two individuals. In other words, Reb Chaim himself says, the question's relevant, if you assume that Meshuach Mechama can wear Shmona Begadim, then you could start asking the question, can they go back and forth? Can Kohen Gadol become Meshuach Mechama? Can Meshuach Mechama be Kohen Gadol? And that's all, again, what Kedusha does the Meshuach Mechama really have? Fine. Okay, so now let's move on to the Shas Mechama, the question. What role does the Meshuach Mechama play during Mechama? So the Mishnah says in Sota Membeis that Meshuach Mechama is b'shash medaber el am b'lashon kodesh hayu medaber. When he'd speak to the nation during Mechama, so he would say the different things of giving them chizik and not to be scared. He'd speak in lashon kodesh. The Mishnah says, and all the psukim the Mishnah goes through. And then the Gemara says, I don't know if I put this on the Marmokomas. I only picked up on this later, so I don't think this was on the source sheet. But the Gemara in the bottom there, you'll see Monday, when you go through the Gemara. The Gemara then says that there were a couple times, pa'amayim, the bottom of, Membeis? Pa'amayim, there are two times when Mashiach Muhammad would actually speak. Pa'amayim medaber imam, achas b'saper, v'achas b'muhammad. What's the saper, Rashi says? It was referring to the borders when they're about to leave their land. So right before they left, he would speak. And then achas b'muhammad, and then he would speak during the war. And the Gemara says, what would he say? And then it goes on to explain which words he would say. And those, don't be scared of the noise, don't be scared of the horses, don't be scared of the yelling. Fine. So achas b'saper, achas b'muhammad. So Rashi defines saper, as I said, kishiyotsu me'artzam lehilachem, and they go out to fight, right before they went out to battle. But Rashi does not define the word milchama. And Pashtus is, b'milchama means while they're actually fighting. He's there in the trenches with them, he's giving them chizik, not to worry. That, I would think, Pashtus b'milchama, that's what it means. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Rambam writes, does not write that way. I'll read you the language. He says, shtei pamim, two times, medaber mishuach mechama elham. That much he quotes, like the Gemara. Achas besaper be'eish shiyotzin kodim shiyarchu ha-milchama. That's already different from Rashi. Rashi, before they left the land, sounds like milchama means after they already left the land, during milchama. But the Rambam says, no, one is before the yarchu milchama, before they start organizing who's fighting, who's not. He would say, Omer la'am miha isha shenat karem, lochalo, all the different p'turim we'll get to next week. And then, achas, the second time was bi'orchei mechama, which sounds like during the organization of the fighting, not the shas mechama, not the fighting. Orchei means to organize, the seder. So one is beforehand, and then one is during the, who's coming, who's going to go, who's going to stay here, who's going to go back. He would say another time, but not when they went out to war yet. It was one is before Yarcha Mechama, one is bi'orcha, during the actual organization. But not during Shas Mechama, not during the actual fighting. And seems like from the Rambam, and we'll see, I think L'shitaso, it seems like from the Rambam that the din is he has no role in fighting. He does not Yotzei L'Mechama, he does not go out to the battlefield. He stays behind his territory, behind his on his property, on Eretz Yisrael, he does not go out to war. Now, Tosos, however, in Nazir, who's talking about an interesting question the Gemara Nazir has in Daphne Memzaim, and who should be Metame first, Meshuch Mechama or the Skan. And Tosos writes on one hand that Meshuch Mechama is Adif, he's better, he's more important. The Chazil Mechama, and this is the key line now, Shenismane Lechach Lotzeis Imha'am Lemelchama, that he was designated, he was appointed to go out to the war itself. He wasn't staying behind his borders. He wasn't staying within Eretz Yisrael. He was going out to battle, to fight. And therefore, Talabei Rabim, or, just to finish the line, the Skan is better because he plays a more significant role in the Avod, in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's clear from Tosas here that he's Yotzei L'Mochama. From the Rambam, it doesn't sound like he's Yotzei L'Mochama. It sounds like he stays back. There are two times he speaks, though, but all from within the walls of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what machlokes between, I think, the Rambam and Tosas is whether he's Yotzei L'Mechama or not Yotzei L'Mechama. And it appears that there's two nafkaminas, at least in the Rishonim, whether or not he's Yotzei L'Mechama or not. So we know when it comes to a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash, a Levi is pasul b'shanim. So pasuk says that the Mishnah Maseches Chulin points this out, that by a Kohen does not get pasul with age, but a Levi is pasul with age. Would age be disqualifying for a Kohen Meshuach Mechama? Now, certainly it won't be like a certain age limit, the age of 50, let's say. That's not going to disqualify him. Will old age, will zikna, will his weakness in being old disqualify him? So I would imagine it would depend on what he's actually doing. If he's staying behind his lines, within borders, he's not endangering himself, so age shouldn't hold him back. But if he's stepping in the trenches, he's going to be b'shas mechama, he's yotzei lemechama with them. Now age will be a very relevant factor. His weakness, his sensitivity, and that's exactly what the Tosfos Yerushalmi writes. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says in the Gemara on Ayin Gimel, in the Kain Hadyot, he's shemal mekodesh lemo reading that Mashiach mechama cannot wear arba begadim because that's going to demote him. So says the Gemara, Tema, other Abba got another question. The Gemara should have said, Lema, the reason why he can't wear arba begadim is because he's now mechusar begadim. If bi'etzim, the Mashiach mechama must be wearing eight. To have him wear four, forgetting bimor b'kedusha. It's a worse issue of mechusar begadim. So he says that the din is, we're talking about Omer Rebbe, Kegon Shim Zokin Hava, Ve'eno Yachal Olate, Selavol Mechema Moshchum, Kohen Acher. We can't allow him to go out to battle anymore. He's too old, it's too dangerous, he's too weak, and therefore we have to appoint somebody else. So it's no longer Mechusa Begadim because he's not the Mashiach Mechema anymore, so he doesn't wear eight Begadim, but at the same time we can't have him wear four because that's going to be demoting him. What comes out from Tosfos Yerushalmi is that a zokin does not serve in the as Mashiach Mechama. Why? Because he can't go latte to level Mechama. It's too dangerous for him. But according to the Rambam makes no mention of being a zokin. That's not right, just because he doesn't mention it. But it would make sense if what we're saying is correct, that for the Rambam, the Mashiach Mechama did not go to war, so let him be as old as he wants. As long as he can speak, let him go. But not to be an age of a zokin because the war is dangerous for him. And the second afkamina is found in the Mordechai. Now the Mordechai is a fascinating Mordechai, and the question, the Shas Mechama issue, Mashiach Mechama, is a difficult one to understand. Just something seems a bit incorrect. The Acharon point out something's megamgin. They may be missing a word. Or something is off. Maybe make a suggestion. What's going on? I don't have a full comprehension. But either way, whatever he means, we could certainly take from his words what he holds about whether or not a Kohen Mashiach Mechama would have to write a get. Because the Gemara and those learning Daf Yomi saw recently in the first parak of Maseches Ksubis that the halacha is that when a person would go out to war, so he would have to write a get to his wife that in case he doesn't come back, he dies. So the get was chal before he died. So if wife is a grusha as opposed to an almana, because had she been an almana and they had no children, so she would be zakuk to her brother, the Yavam, wanting to avoid the whole instance of Yibam Chalitza, so better to have her to be a Grusha than to be a Zakuk Liyavam. That's the din that the Rashi says that David learned this, his father Yishai taught this to him, that he learned this from Milchemish Shaul, really. That's where we really find the source from Shaul, but the David took upon this as well, Uriachiti, the whole Maitzel Bat Sheva. That's the event of the get necessary for the Milchemish David. So the question becomes, does a Kohen, when he goes out to war, does he have to write a get? And the part of that question is, we're going to see next week, is a Kohen even supposed to fight at all? Does a Kohen go out to battle or not? We'll see that discussion from the Rambam and the Mishnah. But this is the question that he asks starting off, though. The question that the Mordechai brings, the Shiloh was posed to Harabinu of Yitzchak, if a Kohen is allowed to be Megarish's wife al Tanai, and if they don't get divorced, and then they stay married, can they stay married? Because obviously a woman who's a grusha, even his own grusha, a Kohen cannot marry a grusha, even his own grusha. But what about a get al tanai? Is that enough of a get? And there's something called a reacha get. The Gemara talks about something that smells like a get, even though it's not really a get. It has some dinim, and we aser the Kohen from marrying such a grusha because there's a stench of a get, if you will. But is a get al tanai, is that some level of a chalos gerushim? And the Rabbeinu Yitzchak answers that certainly it's not. He brings a gemara in Gittin that a person who just writes a get to give to his wife and then pulls back, that according to Beis Hillel at least, is not pasul lakuna. So this should be no different. It's a get al tanai, a get shalimnach, a get al tanai. He thinks in the same category. He brings another interesting raya from the beginning of Maseches Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim needs a Isha Cheres, and he has to write a backup wife he needs, but to have a backup wife, you have to write a get, because you really only have one wife at a time. So what happens if his first wife dies? He needs a second wife, but he can't have two wives. So a whole complicated sugya, that how to write a get, so that he always has one wife. But wait a second, if you're writing a get out tanai, that means she's a grusha. And a Kohen Gadol, certainly, is not allowed to marry a grusha. A Kohen Hedyo can't, but certainly a Kohen Gadol can't. So now he's married to a woman who was a get al tanai. That's a grusha. So he proves from there that a get al tanai is not going to render a woman a grusha. And then he says, ah, don't bring me a raya from all those mikol yotzei lemechemes days David that they would write a get to their wife before they go out. And that's a raya that we see that not a grusha, even though he holds they're not considered a grusha, but don't bring me a raya from that case. Why? There's certainly a Kohanim fighting. At least there is Tarch Lios Imam Kohen Echad, a Kore, Mi'aish Hayare Varach Levav, that's the Kohen Mishuach. He certainly went to battle, didn't he? So don't bring me a raya that he must have written a get, and he could go back to his wife. His wife's not called the Grusha. So don't ask me that question. Don't bring me a raya. Why not? De'im Kain, and this is the challenge of understanding the Mordechai. You skip these words, the rest makes sense. Zim Kain, Mashal Talmud, what's the Gemara's question in Parakamad the Kedushin? Kohen Mahu Bifas Tawar. Can a Kohen marry Yifas Tawar? Is that allowed? So he says, what's the Shaila there? Tapik laid the Kohen Hayyabim Machama. Of course. I mean, I think the Mordechai understands, of course he can marry Eshish Yifas Tawar. But Kohen goes out to Machama, it shouldn't even be a Shaila in the Gemara there. So the fact that the Gemara and asks such a Shaila, it must be implying that the Kohen did not go out to Machama. The Gam Kohen Meshuach Chayim Mechama. Certainly he was there, right? So what's the Shaila? Of course it's Motei Shishivas Torah. Ela must be Vade Lo Koyale. Maybe the Kohen didn't go out to fight. That's why there's a Shaila whether he's allowed to marry Eish Shishivas Torah. The Shema Hayachozir Lebesa. Maybe the Meshuach Mechama would just speak to them and then you go back home. Lo Haya Nichnas Bo'or Chayim Mechama. He would not go out to fight at all. He would not be part of the soldiers, the battalion there. He'd go back home. What comes out from the Mordechai is that the nafkamina would be, should a Meshuach Mechama write a get to his wife? If he's going out to battle, he must. He's in danger. He doesn't want a fool to be his wife to be a Yavama. But if he's rather a Grusha, so if he goes out to war, Latesh Lemechama, like says the Tosos Yeshanim in the Tosos, so then the Lacha should be, he should write a get, but if he's not going out to war like the Rambam, there's no need for him to write a get. It's not Shayach to him at all. Now, just to address, before I get to your question, to address this point here, he's assuming here that Eish Shifas Torah, if a person goes out to Milchama, certainly Eish Shifas Torah is mutter. That's the pasuk. He says to the Milchama, the pasuk says. Certainly it's allowed. The question of the Gemara is, someone who doesn't go to Milchama, is he also allowed to marry Eish Shifas Torah? That's the Shaila. Now, the challenge with that is, Rashi at least, and Maseches Kedushin says, this question of Kohen, Mao Bifas Tawar, is talking about B'Milchama. Sounds like at war. But you can't bring a Yifas Tawar home if you weren't fighting in battle. That's the difficulty in the Mordechai, but just ignoring that piece for now, because that's a Sugya, Neshi Yifas Tawar. Here at least what comes out is that whether or not Meshuach Milchama writes a get would be totally on whether he goes out to the war or he stays behind the lines and just gives them the speech. Right. Pashup shot it is, which is why everyone has a hard time, and Rashi writes that. But I think the Chiddush and Mordechai, to understand the Mordechai, with not knowing the Sugya well enough, he would say that Yifas Torah Pashut B'Milchama, the question is also, can it apply to non exactly, right?
There's also room to say that maybe even if
the Yeah, that exactly, that as well, for 100%, because the Gemara entertains the possibility. The Pashut is, that's what the question is. Rashi says, it's B'Milchama. And the question is, since the Kohen Gadol has, or the Kohen rather, has all the extra mitzvos yaseros, he has further kedusha, that's the question. But he seems, no, if it's b'shas mechama, it's pashut, it's allowed. Seemingly has to do with the, an inyan of the Yetzirah, that's part of the Eish Shifas Torah. So the Mordechai is assuming that if the whole idea is about Yetzirah, so everyone, it's mutter to anybody, no matter what your level of kedusha is, but if it's not about the Yetzirah, it's somehow a gerus process, that might be part of the Shaila that Mordechai is talking about, but that we'll save for when we learn Eish Shifas Torah, Maseches Kedushin, a different summer, I guess. Okay, now one other piece here is as follows. So we have this machlokas, whether or not Meshuach Milchama goes to war or he stays back. Now the other part is, what exactly is his role? What's his role? First question was where he goes, and then what does he actually do? So it appears to be a machlokas, what the role of the Meshuach Milchama is. Is it simply to speak and to give chizik or guidelines? That's one element. Or is he actually organizing it? Is he actually saying, okay, you go back, you go here, you go there? Or he's just the medaber? So we'll see the different languages in the Rishonim. It seems to be a machlokas here. And we'll see that there's a nafkamina. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, right in the beginning, Echad Mechemes Mitzvah, Echad Mechemes Evershus, Mimanin Kohen Lidaber El Ha'am. And I'm going to focus on Lidaber, simply to speak, B'Shas Mechamah, to speak to them, and Moshchen also B'Shem HaMishcha, V'Zeo HaNikra Mishruach Mechamah. His whole role, his objective is simply to be Medaber, to speak to them. In contrast to the Rush in two places, the Rush in Nazir, he writes, Kol Erech HaMechamah Nase Al Piv. The whole organization is done on his piv. So you could still say, okay, maybe that means, based on what he says, somebody else is implementing how to do the organization. But then I think that it's a little bit more of a strong language in the Russian Horios, where he says, Lefi shehu rosh erchei hamechama v'chai yisal tlumba. He is the one in charge of this organization, who stays and who goes back. Not simply he's a medaber. He's not just a medaber. He's marich, the Muhammad. He's playing a more active role than the way the Rambam says. So if you had just that, maybe you thought, just a subtle diukim here, maybe no real significant proofs here. And I acknowledge that. Maybe you could say there's a difference. But I think from the hasag of the Ravid, it appears that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and then I would put the Rush in the camp of the Ravid. What's the challenge of the Ravid? The Rambam writes that there's a Mashiach Muhammad plays a role, he's relevant, both in Mechames Mitzvah and Mechames Rishus. And the Rambam, the Ravid rather, argues and says that Amar Avram, Efshir Liozel in Ayach Levavchem, makes sense to speak, the Chizik, don't be scared. Aval in Shar Hachozim Meirochai Mechamah, in terms of those who are going back, Lo Nemar Elo Mechames Rishus. That was only the Gabi Mechames Rishus. The Mishnah tells us, we'll see at the end of the parak, that all the Pturim of those who are Chozer, the Bias and the Kerem, all that, is only true of the Mechames Rishus. Avalom Mechames Mitzvah, V'Hachi Yitzvah B'Gemara. Meaning the Archi Mechamah, who's going to stay, who's going to go back, that's not relevant to Mechames Mitzvah. So in other words, what role is the Meshuach Mechamah playing, says the Ravid? The whole role of the Meshuach Mechamah, I'm explaining for the Ravid, like the Rush, is to be Marich the Mechamah, to organize who stays, who goes back. And that's only relevant for Mechames Rishus. So why is the Rambam even mentioning it by Mechames Mitzvah? The answer is because the Rambam holds the goal of the Meshuach Mechamah is not to organize. His goal is simply to be medaber, to give him chizik. Even the Ravid himself acknowledges that. Maybe it's possible not to say Ayurach Levavchem. But for the Ravid, that's a secondary role of the Meshuach Mechamah. His primary role is be marach in the Mechamah. The Rambam would respond back that no, the ikr kavana, the only Tafkid of the Meshuach Mechamah is simply to be medaber to the Am, and they need chizik, both Mechames Rishus and Mechames Mitzvah. Okay, so we will stop here. Yeah, Debbie.